And welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House. We're in the 9 o'clock hour where we talk about anything you'd like to talk about as it relates to repairing, maintaining, or remodeling your house, home, castle, or cabin. At the 10 o'clock hour, we talk about a specific topic and we drill down deep with an expert on the subject. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about termites with Ms. Shelby Hawkins, a 5-star pest control out of Tucson, who has developed and patented a system of treating termites on your property. It's an alternative method, and we'll have Shelby here in studio talking about termites and bugs. 10 o'clock. Y'all stay tuned for that. But right now, let's get back to the phones.
In our previous segment, we were talking about air conditioning, and you had your air conditioning consumer guide. It was not placed in the best location on our website. I'll get that fixed this week.
Okay.
But we've also got a very powerful tool on rosieonthehouse.com called Quick Links or Popular Links.
Okay.
I added it right there. So there's Rosie's consumer guide listing that'll take you to our article that has all your consumer guides for your 5 different categories of how to hire a contractor, air conditioning, painting, roofing, and water treatment. I'll get those broken and added into their individual categories as well, because this one is in a completely ambiguous category. It's an oversight. It's going to get fixed right now.
We took our website, we cracked it, and we're putting it back together, and all for the purpose of making things easier to use. And every contractor we contacted about rebuilding our website said, oh, we could do that, we could do that, we could do that. And then they would get into it, and they'd say, your website's a monster. Wow, your website sure is big. It's an encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership.
It is, and we're really happy with the company we chose.
Yes.
And when you're talking about really big, they came back like, we might have underestimated the development time by like 500 hours. I said, I told you it's a lot of work. I told you.
Hey, let's get to these last two calls here real quick. We can't hardly touch on this subject without getting a response. I don't know why this summer it has become such a hot topic, because I've been talking about it for 10 years. Jason from Peoria, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I know you spoke with the last caller about it, but it's super cooling. I know you said you talked about it a lot. But you're, I mean, is this something where people are just kind of finding out about? Like, is it basically, hey, let's see how we can get back at the electrical company? Because my wife and I, we have a 3,800 two-story house, and we crank it down to 65.
And what's your high summer bill?
350.
Okay, so we're having a hard time hearing you in studio, so I'm sure the listeners are having a really hard time. He's in a 3,200-square-foot house in Peoria. He keeps it at 65 degrees, and he's paying $350 for his high electric bill.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I know somebody in a 2,200-square-foot condo in Scottsdale that keeps their thermostat at 76. They're on the standard payment plan, and they pay $650 a month.
That's horrid.
Yeah.
David has another question.
Yeah.
Maybe he's easier to hear. Maybe you can.
Okay, good. Let's bring him in. On super cooling again as well. It's been around for a long time, ever since the utility companies gave us a peak plan, an off-peak plan. The idea, I get credit for it because I talk about it all the time, but the idea really was invented by Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems and Eric Fuller. They're the ones that really figured it out.
And brought it to the consumer end, because commercial have been doing this a long time.
Exactly.
And naming it helps as well. People know what to ask. Super cooling.
Yeah. So let's see what Dave's question is real quick.
All right, David.
Hey, I was just wondering, I know you mentioned like a 7-to-7 plan, and that you like turn the air conditioning down to like 64 during the night. And I was just wondering how that works, like exactly, because we were trying to figure it out and trying to like maybe, you know, implement it and it to see if it actually like works to save some money.
It'll save you a ton of money, David, but you have to be on the right energy payment plan. You cannot do this. We actually did a live broadcast down at our full-service design build remodeling certified company in Tucson last week, Assurance Builders, and somebody came up to me and said, Rosie, we tried that super cooling, and it drove our bill up about 300%. Well, they were on a standard plan. You have to
change your plan.
You have to be on a plan that allows you to buy on-peak, off-peak. And if you're buying electricity off-peak and super cooling your house, you're actually storing that cheap electricity in the cooling of the components of your house. Think of it like this. If the gas station at the corner sells gas for $1 a gallon, noon to 7, when are you going to buy?
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.